This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of the Agritourism Edition, we talk with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Qualls about the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Convention that was recently held in Louisville.
Past year, I've served as national president of all the Ag Commissioners, Secretaries, and Directors across not just the United States, but also our four of the five territories as well. And as I concluded my year as president, we hosted our annual convention in Kentucky in downtown Louisville. But don't worry, we got them out of the city and showed them around some Kentucky farms along the way. And we just wrapped up. And it's been an honor of a lifetime to serve in this capacity. Over the past year, we've accomplished many things, including everything COVID-related response, helping our food banks out, chiming in on making sure that we advocate for agriculture when it comes to crop technology, infrastructure needs, of course, the massive workforce shortage right now, as well as making sure we maintain relationships with USDA, EPA, and the FDA, even during a presidential transition. And so it's just been an honor of a lifetime. I was glad to showcase Kentucky, and I think people had a good time.
I was going to say, what did your fellow commissioners think of Kentucky while they're here, Commissioner?
Well, number one, they see that we're a green state, meaning we have lush grasslands. We're not in the middle of a drought or wildfire or dealing with, heavy hurricane damage. So they were just happy to be here during a period of fall harvest. We were able to show them a Coolmore stud horse farm in Versailles, Kentucky, where American Pharoah and Justify and Maximum Security, all these iconic horses stay at. We actually showed them the UPS Worldport as well, that shows where a lot of their agriculture goods are shipped intermediately through UPS. And, of course, it's Kentucky, so we highlighted the bourbon industry too. But I think one of the coolest things we did is that we took them to Churchill Downs for the presidential dinner a couple nights ago, and we put it Kentucky Proud program on display and sourced as much as we could there. I think people just enjoyed the hospitality and the chance to see each other face-to-face for the first time in almost 2 years.
What are some of the big issues from your standpoint you saw come out of the conference this year?
We were so fortunate to have great speakers. I kicked off a conversation with United States Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack. He covered everything under the sun in his comments. We also talked with the EPA because, you know, we're concerned about WOTUS. We are very concerned. I asked the administrator as he joined us, you know, what's the future? And I still think that there's work to be done. But in agriculture, I don't think we need to be changing the WOTUS rules right now. We also heard from the FDA. We had the number two person, the FDA, join us as well, talking about food safety, because we live in an era where I think traceability is not going away, so that when there is a foodborne illness, et cetera, we need to be able to defend ourselves and have a system where we understand where the kinks are as well. But the big issues have to do with international trade. We actually had the United States Trade Representative, Catherine Tai, Ambassador Tai, join us, and we point blank asked, hey, what's the future with China, and where are areas of growth? And so we actually had the British Consul General with us as well. So we had diplomatic relations with a country that we're currently writing a trade agreement with, as well as some friends from Australia joined us here as well. So it really was an international convention. And, of course, we're talking everything about infrastructure, crop technology, workforce development, and making sure that our farmers and state departments of agriculture are able to defend agriculture, but also promote it as well.
I think it's so nice to be able to showcase Kentucky too here and give them a taste of the bluegrass and really what you have to offer, right?
Yeah, it was an exhausting few days, but I think most people who attended walked away having a greater appreciation for Kentucky agriculture. You know, we reminded them that yes, horses are big, but hey, we're a big beef cattle state too. We're top 15 in grain of corn, wheat, and soybeans. We have a lot of specialty research that is occurring in Kentucky as well, ranging from chia production, indigo production, and heck, even here in Kentucky, we produce components for the International Space Station, for their agriculture research experiments. That's produced right here in Lexington, Kentucky. A lot of folks don't realize that. So we, of course, covered our bases, but also showed them some parts of agriculture they just may not be familiar with. And one of the cool things was on the last evening, my father joined me, and I honored my FFA advisor, Brenda Oldfield. She is the second female FFA advisor in Kentucky. And we also had Commissioner of Agriculture Billy Ray Smith there, who was the last Kentucky Ag Commissioner to be national president 19 years ago. So it was somewhat of a homecoming for us. And we are very appreciative of the sponsors that helped put on this really massive conference. We had 300 people in attendance personally and an additional 350 people watching online. So this is one of the largest agriculture conferences we've ever held.
Our guest today, Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.